code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Ward, cutting for Matrix on September 17th, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest that you make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's well over 1,000 audios there for free download, and I try and basically put together the system you're born into, the one that's never really been told to you by the, or you're not informed about the school, or it's not, you're not informed by the media. The media is part of the deception, of course, to keep you in the reality that your better has decided that you should be in and believe in too. And so I give you the big societies, agencies, organizations that got together a long, long time ago to bring in a world society, but not just any world society, their world society, where they would rule, and rule much easier than before, with less rebellions from the public at home, by dumbing them down, of course, giving them the same standard education system, drugging the youngsters to the brighter ones if possible, the ones who could articulate what was happening to others had to be caught at school. That's the sifting net, as they call it. So, have to see after the audios, there's lots of information there about the big organizations that still run the world. They're open about it now. For those who want to go into their sites, go into the CFR, for instance, go into the Royal Institute for International Affairs in Britain, and you're also with the CFR group as well that runs all of the European Union. If you're a member of Parliament there, as a member of the same organization, they're worldwide. Every country's got them. They give you your presidents, prime ministers, and have done for 100 years, according to their own official historian, Carl Quigley. So, you understand then why you went through crisis and how the big boys always use crisis to their advantage. And many times the crises are all contrived by all of the different sides. You think they're fighting each other. In actual fact, they're very often colluding with each other. So, of course, they can come forward and say, are you terrified enough, world? If you are, give up sovereignty and let the United Nations be the world global government. That's what it's all about, global governance. They're always on about it in all their writings. And number two, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also donate. And from the US to Canada, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders. You can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome because I don't bring on advertisers who are put across as guests and sell things. And I've no shares in any company selling in the products whatsoever. But we live in deception, and it's managed deception. It's very, very good because it's an old, old science. Science of running countries is ancient. They give you religions. Even if you get something unique starting up, they'll take it over and then use it to dominate you. Doesn't matter what happens. With the best intentions at the beginning, anybody can be taken over eventually once they're dead, and then they'll use it against you to make you dumb and obedient to your betters, as I like to call it. And today, of course, they're using neuroscience, masses of psychology. Psychologists are heavily involved with all governments and agencies, and with adults too, of course, because your psychology, what you believe and think, comes from media and entertainment, believe it or not. Most of your indoctrination actually comes through entertainment. When you can actually show fictional scenes portraying almost real events, and then, you know, just push a tab over the limit, and then your mind gets embedded with the images that stay with you for life. And that's your opinion fixed in your head regarding this people, that people, whatever the target group happens to be. And you never question it. It's very, very simple. As I say, these are arts well understood and discussed by academia at the top, because all academia is on board this world agenda, since they all take grants. Not just from governments, of course, were paid, but from the big foundations around the world. Back with more after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi folks, I'm back for Cutting Through the Matrix, and I always think about progress and who defines what progress happens to be. Progress is simply a plan, you see, obviously, because they know where they're going. That's what they call progress. Otherwise, it could go off in thousands of directions. Would they still call it progress? No, they won't. They wouldn't do it. Now, about 12 years ago or so, maybe more, the articles in Canadian newspapers talked about Wi-Fi and smart meters and how they'd all be connected. And eventually, if they deemed you using too much, they would cut you off personally, so instantaneously too, because they're reading your meter in real time. And then eventually about the Internet of Things, where all things were to be connected to the smart meter through Wi-Fi and so on. What's already happened? And Canada had a big expose of new appliances for houses that are Wi-Fi and do exactly that. But of course, the actual article is to make you think it's all wonderful. It says, for the internet-based homeowners who can't pry themselves away from Twitter for a minute, there's now a Wi-Fi refrigerator with a screen on it. I mean, you always wanted one of them, didn't you? Samsung was the first to market in Canada with home appliances that connect to Wi-Fi. And in the case of refrigerators, there's a number of built-in apps to use. LG's the manufacturer. It says it expects to release a line of smart washers and dryers in Canada sometime this year. Smart one, of course, is someone, it's a dryer really that comes with a servant to do it all, I guess. Samsung's wirelessly connected washing machine and dryer allows the users to start and pause the machines remotely or check the status of the cycle via smartphone or tablets or app. The pair sells for $3,000 plus taxes in Canada. You might say, well, who really wants to do that? Said Warner Duell, Samsung's vice president of home appliance sales and marketing. And he says it's cool, you see. It's cool. You don't have to go running upstairs, blah, blah. Now you can plan other things that you want to do. So labor-saving devices, you can do other things, you know. For more advanced, Samsung's Wi-Fi connected fridge with its 20-centimeter touchscreen that works like a tablet, it's a manufacturer suggested retail price of $3,900. There's an app connected to Google Calendar to keep track of family appointments. You can tell them everything you're doing, you see. And an app for leaving on-screen notes to others. And a grocery manager that lets you build a digital inventory of food and drinks as you put them into the fridge. It actually reads you the barcodes and all the food you've written. It also keeps track of expiry dates to prevent you forgetting about the soon-to-spoil cheese hidden away. It actually goes further. An article quite a few years back, you mentioned the fact that they can actually order from the main supermarket that you attend, and the stuff could be delivered to you if you're wealthy enough for it to be done so. But also, don't forget all this data and what you're reaching goes back to the government agencies. You understand what it's all really for. I hope you do. So I'll put this link up tonight for those who are interested. Maybe a lot of folk will actually want it so they can chat on their phone as the dryers are going and stuff. And this is an interesting article too, because right now there's masses of crisis creation going on. You understand you've got a hype-up crisis to get the public terrified, but when you want to make a major move, like uniting the world, for instance, getting you all terrified. They tried all this through the phony Cold War system with Russia and the US and Britain and the rest of Europe. We're going to get nuked every day, and they funded massive campaigns for demonstrators to go with their families and placards and ban the bomb and all that kind of stuff, and we don't want to get nuked. And they hope then that would be enough to get the world to its knees. So we need an intermediary. Again, the United Nations was to take supreme power over everything. It didn't quite pan out that way. World War II was the same. During World War II, big boys, including Winston Churchill, said, this will get a united Europe. Well, that's exactly what Hitler wanted. They don't care who does it, you see, as long as they get it. Because all sides work for the same ultimate at the top. But this one going on right now with the big armada going over to the Persian Gulf from the US and Britain is again very terrified of what's going to happen. And then you have Netanyahu still hyping it up and telling the US to get on with it and, you know, get rid of Iran, etc. Because that's the job of the US. And it says here, Defense Minister in Britain, it says Clegg, the Minister Clegg, who's an internationalist, anyway, you see his background, asked me because I won't support attack on Iran, it says. The Liberal Democrat defense minister has claimed he was sacked to avoid a damaging coalition split over a preemptive strike on Iran. Former Armed Forces Minister Sir Nick Harvey told Friends he was fired in a reshuffle to allow Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg to sign Britain up to an Israeli-US preventative strike to take out Iran's nuclear installations. So he didn't want to go along with it, so they basically got him out of his position. Friends of Sir Nick, who was handed a knighthood just days earlier, said that he could have embarrassed the Liberal Democratic leader by being too critical of Israel's actions if he had still been in the key Ministry of Defence post. Well, Sir Nick Clegg, as I say, he's got a good, interesting history. You've got to read it to find out why he's awfully pro-Israel and all this kind of stuff, but a lot of them are, for the same reasons. The row broke as sources have confirmed that British intelligence agents are already deeply involved in attempts to discover Iran's nuclear secrets. You know, it's so thick with spies today and provocateurs and all these countries, you don't know what to believe in the media. It's also run by the same... You understand, big corporations run the world. They own the government. They all work together. That's how we are today. And it says here, so you've got Israeli Mossad in, you've got CIA and your MI6 in there, and goodness knows who else in all these countries, provocateuring, paying people for demonstrating, all this kind of stuff. You can't take anything to the bank is the truth, because they're all at it over there. And to find the real culprits, you'd have to go in with your own private secretive army and catch them all. There's no other way you'll get the truth out. It's also understood that the U.S. has asked Britain to provide frigates to patrol the Straits of Hormuz, through which much of the world's oil passes. The sacking of the respected minister took members of parliament and the army top brass by surprise. Party sources have insisted the move, which left the Ministry of Defence staffed entirely by Tories or Conservatives, was due to Mr. Clegg's decision to accept Liberal Democrat ministerial jobs in other more voter-friendly government departments. Doesn't matter what side you think you're on, there are no sides. So he says, when he was approached the Mail on Sunday, Sir Nick confirmed he had considered his sacking was linked to mounting speculation of a preemptive strike on Iran. Now, this preemptive stuff, a strike first, is based on an Israeli concept. And that's their tradition of Israel, that if you suspect that someone may down the road attack you, then you attack them first. It could be years down the road, or might not be not at all. But if you even have a suspicion, you attack them first. There's no ifs and buts about it. And that was taken up by the neocons, remember, when Bush was in. And that they came in with it then for the US, and we've been doing that ever since. But there's a bigger plan behind it all, as they annihilate what they say is the religion that will not adopt this new system, the New World Order, which is the Muslim religion. And that's what it's all about. Plus putting in the same people who already dominate the world across those countries that are now conquered. That's what it's about. Now, another article, too, has to do with this one here. It says, UK, it says, the British Foreign Office says it's no objections to an Egyptian initiative. It says, the British Foreign Office has said it's no objection to an Egyptian initiative, which includes Iran being involved in a quartite-like mandate for resolving the unrest in Syria. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, had previously stated, listen to this, the Foreign Secretary for Britain, previously stated that Iran's peaceful efforts to end the unrest in Syria were not helpful. Peaceful efforts were unhelpful. But recently a spokesperson for the UK Foreign Office said London did not reject the initiative from Egypt, which seeks help from Iran to deal with the unrest in Syria. It comes after reports confirmed in recent months that British intelligence forces were operating in Syria. So we've got them operating in Libya, in Syria, across in Egypt. They're everywhere. Everywhere fomenting unrest, you see. Hiring local thugs and so on. You've always got a criminal element in every people. You can hire the thugs to do whatever you want them to do and then blame the whole people. Old stuff. Britain's been at this for centuries. And the president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, has said the UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, would be provided with an office in Cairo where representatives of the proposed quartet included those from Iran, and they could meet him there. During the international dispute, the UK appears to be realizing that Iran holds a key role in restoring peace in Syria and may be using Egypt's proposal to re-establish Syria-related communications with Iran. Quite amazing, but they want to go over and bomb Iran at the same time. All doublespeak, isn't it? What a world we live in. So you won't get real truth from the news that they investigate a lot deeper, but they won't, because they're all part of the system, to give you the fake reality, you understand? And also, this one here is about 50 arrests have been made in connection with the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, in which the American ambassador and three other consulate employees were killed. It's amazing, too, that the U.S. has still not got and all the records, a consulate there, an actual embassy there. So they were living in a house, a big house. But it's not listed as an embassy. Anyway, so some of the suspects involved are from outside the country, Libya's president told the CBS News. So here we go again. We've got Mossad, CIA, MI6, Special Forces, in all these countries. And it says... Here you have the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. I mean, not the U.S. consulate, but the Libya's president saying that there's no doubt that the attack was pre-planned and many of them were foreigners who entered the country a few months ago and been planning the act since their arrival. On the same program, however, UN Ambassador Susan Rice said the U.S. has no evidence proving the attacks in Benghazi were premeditated. We do not have information at present, she says. But of course, it's premeditated. They were outsiders, so that was planned before, obviously. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi, I'm back cutting for the Matrix, and this article here too is to do with Japan. Of course, here they've got a flare-up with China right now. China's been told to get the demonstrators out because that's all the Chinese never demonstrators are told to do by their totalitarian government. But it's over some disputed islands that Japan wants to use. And I read months ago on the air about Japan had already approached even Russia with they had some islands there too in that region, because they know the fallout from Fukushima is going to have endless repercussions with cancers in all the generations for many, much long, long time to come. Who knows how long? And they wanted to try and save as many folk and keep Japan going by putting a lot of people into these other islands as well. And that's really what this is about. This is why they're trying to get some. And they've been buying these islands too. But China has just been told to get the back up about it and be kind of nasty about it to show their strength, the growing strength they have. But don't kid yourself too, because the guys who run the rest of the world also run China and their banking system. They've been in there for a long time. And it says here, some major Japanese brand name firms announced factory shutdowns in China Monday as an urged expatriates to stay indoors ahead of what could be more angry protests over territorial disputes in Asia's two biggest economies. The worst outbreak of anti-Japan sentiment in decades led to weekend demonstration and violent attacks on well-known Japanese businesses such as car makers Toyota and Honda, forcing frightened Japanese into hiding and prompting Chinese state media to warn that trade negotiations could be in jeopardy. So they're throwing their weight around, but the public there, as I say, don't do anything unless they're told to by the government. So it's agitation from their own government. Another outbreak of anti-Japan sentiment is expected across China on Tuesday, the anniversary of Japan's 1931 occupation of parts of mainland China. So things are going away along the way they're supposed to, I suppose. I talked about Jacques Attali many times, the guy who was the United Nations, a very high position there, a futurist as well. He's been advisor to various French prime ministers for many times, and he was the guy that everybody really came to see. He was the guy that you had to see, not necessarily the prime minister, who was so important. But here he goes against the guy who also said that the world will be cordoned off in different areas, and the next boat people would be the United States people looking for work across the seas, because internationalism is here to stay. And that means international corporational rule. A leading French economist, that's him, Jacques Attali, has called for the creation of a single EU-wide passport to put in place a legal status of European citizenship, to deal with your national citizenship. Attali, who chairs an independent think tank set up by the previous government to look at French growth and reforms, said the new document would give citizens in every EU member state equal rights to vote in the country in which they choose to settle, and equal responsibilities to pay tax there. That's what a citizen's for. You know. Actually, when you immigrate, that's why your consulate and your consulate go over you to decide who's getting to own you. And actually, the country you're going into can actually pay the last one a certain fee, because they're going to lose all the taxes that you would have made there for them. It's your property, understand? You think about it, but it's property. So anyway, writing on the French opinions site, Natalia said one can imagine that any citizen from whatever member state could obtain European nationality. That's the big one, of course, is to have no nations at all, as you all know by now. You're all well aware of it. And Russia, I've talked about this many times and so have other people, about the gold system, silver system, diamond system, and how they keep so much back from the public to keep the prices up. You know, they used to warehouse this stuff in South Africa and to make sure the prices stayed up. Well, Russia reveals a shiny state secret. It's awash in diamonds. Trillions of carats lie below a 35-million-year-old, 62-mile diameter asteroid crater in eastern Siberia known as Popigay Astroplum. It says the Russians have known about the site since the 1970s. And it says that the Soviets discovered the bonanza back in the 70s beneath a 35 million or 62 mile diameter asteroid crater. And it says they decided to keep it secret and not to exploit it, partly because the USSR's huge diamond operations in Mirny and Yukatea were already producing immense profits in what was there a tightly controlled world market. In other words, to keep the prices up. The Soviets were also producing a range of artificial diamonds for industry into which they had invested heavily. The veil of secrecy was finally lifted over the weekend, and Moscow permitted scientists from the nearby Novosibirsk Institute of Geology and Mineralogy to talk about it with Russian journalists. According to the official news agency, ITAR-TASS, the diamonds at Popigay are twice as hard as the usual gemstones, making them ideal for industrial and scientific uses. And it says they've got enough there to overturn global diamond markets, and they've got enough to keep the world going with its present market for 3,000 years. Not bad, eh? And you'll find it's the same things with everything else, oil, gold, whatever. They have masses of it, and that's how the world is really run. Now, J.P. Morgan were investigated for more money laundering, it says here. Regulators are investigating whether several major U.S. banks failed to monitor transactions properly, allowing criminals to launder money, according to the New York Times story. Newspapers cited officials who said they spoke on the condition of anonymity. So there's and the Bank of America is involved too. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. The big system, too, you'll find out to go back far enough and read all the books by those who were involved in this big system for this type of world order where the masses are kept in their places and trained like peasants, basically, and elite rule them through academia and government agencies and train them to be peasants as well. You find that George Orwell was one of the top propagandists for them. He wrote a lot of non-fiction stuff as well, and it's worth reading his non-fiction. You know, he's on the line, member of the Fabian Society, and that's doing very well today. It's really up to the Fabian Society. Works with the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It's still funded by Astor Foundation and other big foundations, and they help run the world, of course. But anyway, it says, children will be taught to recognize sexual feelings from the age of 11 or 12 under a new national physical education curriculum criticized by religious groups in Australia. That's already spread elsewhere. Physical, social, and emotional changes of puberty will be taught in years 5 and 6 when children are as young as 9 and 10. The Catholic educators have forced Australian curriculum assessment and reporting authority to back down from its plan to explain puberty to children as young as 7 over concerns that children might freak out. ACARA, that's A-C-I-A-R-A, had wanted puberty as a topic to be introduced in years 3 and 4. Now, you might remember, too, everything's coming from the United Nations. They actually wanted class masturbation lessons, too. Again, going back to H.G. Wells, he actually wrote about what they called free love. Most folks think that broke out with the hippie era. No, no. It started in the mid-1800s, and Wells was part of it. He promoted that through his books. Because the CDMs destroyed the family unit, and get everybody, you know, butting like rabbits, basically, as soon as they can. That way they'll never bond with anybody. And then they'll do away with all kinds of things, including pedophilia. And we're on the road to that, too. They never change their plans, you understand, this, the whole bunch around the world. Guidelines for the first national curriculum on health and physical education reveal a shift, listen to this, from a focus on sport and fitness to the politically correct topics of gender, and not all kinds of genders now, all in betweens, sexuality, culture, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, and psychosocial environments. You see? So this is the new thing. Rather than sports and all the rest of it, this is what you get into ethnicity, so socioeconomic status, and psychosocial environments. That shows that, you know, when you're young and you haven't got a clue what's going on, should you take part in an orgy or not, what's going on. That's what that means. Yeah. And make you feel good about it, too. Now, there's Mike from Pennsylvania hanging on the line there. Are you still there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to go over, just as I know it, in my lifetime, I'm in my mid-40s, the history of protests is people I've known in my lifetime. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, there was an airport not too far in the suburb, not too, the same county. And there was all kind of, well, it was a private airline, but there was flight paths going right over the suburb constantly. Now, these people all went to the township meetings. They protested where the airport was located, and they worked out some kind of a deal where they could disperse the flights in more of a rotation and not be affected as much. So they affected change by being involved. Fast forward to the early 90s, I was in the developing business, and there was a model airplane club with big farm next door. They had a like on the weekends they would fly airplanes and you know, these loud buzzing noises. I wasn't aware it was there at the time, and anyway, the people who started moving in, they all went to the township, protested, and worked out a deal with the to minimize this death bell problem. And then fast forward there to the summer of 2001, before 9/11, there was in the township I live, there was a they were going to propose a trailer park, and everybody, I mean everybody, was telling everybody else, you got to go to this meeting, you got to go, you got to stop this. I went to this meeting, I mean literally I couldn't get a parking place for a whole mile. It was cars everywhere. I figured, well, these people got the problem taken care of. And, yeah, there was no trailer park in there. And it's like that show in Mushroomese, like on Seinfeld, when Kramer starts his gambling habit, and Newman says, Kramer, you're a weak, weak man. And what happened to people from this time period where they had the capacity in themselves, the toughness, to do something about anything that bothered them to today, where there's TSA, there's drones, there's smart meters, I mean, you name it.
That's right. Well, a lot has happened, because when you go back into the books written by the big boys like Charles Galton Darwin in the 1950s, and he was a physicist that worked on the atom bomb within the Manhattan Project, and a descendant of Charles Darwin, but he said that eventually we'll have to use different techniques on the public, especially the male, by the way, to stop them having that natural ability for self-survival, take that self-survival ability away from them by literally altering their chemical makeup, even effeminizing them by destroying the testosterone level. He says we can alter that by giving them estrogen and the food. We can attack them biologically with inoculations, or if you put stuff in their water, or if you can spray it from the air. Well, they've done all of that. I was part of it, too. And also, too, was the eradication of even community cultures. It wasn't just the family unit that was under attack. They wanted the broader community to start to, you know, to stop them from even communicating with each other. Plus, the internet came in, and folk literally are off on 1,000 tangents. They can't concentrate on one thing that matters in their area anymore. So they have an awful good war strategy to stop us getting out there, taking to the streets, and simply saying, no, the people are really mentally, they're dumbed down. And the UN has been doing annual IQ tests in the States and elsewhere, and they had to drop the standard IQ test by now 10 points now, which was 5 and another 5 last year, because our IQ is dropping. Even newborns, yeah, IQ is innate, you're born with it. Something's happening to us. You're under attack. That's what's happened.
But you really think this was so condensed within the last 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what happened to people's brains. It's like if they have no, you know, you're supposed to be tough and have a soft heart, but people really have no heart and they're weak.
They're weak.
it's like they engineered this kind of animal, that human animal.
Yes.
It's amazing.
But see, Charles Galton Darwin said, we must do this to the general public because they will not need their wild capabilities, their wildness, in other words, natural suspicion, natural observations. We must destroy that, he said. He says, we, the elite, must not change ourselves because we'll be guiding planet Earth. And he said, we must retain our wild man capabilities.
The average person will destroy it
because the government and government agencies will be making all their decisions for them. They won't need that, so they can actually attack your brain.
But you look at a picture of Jack Satali. I mean, he looks like a pencil neck geek.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he doesn't look tough to me. I mean, how is he not affected?
Well, they don't eat what you get. They don't get the inoculations that you get either. And
he doesn't look that masculine to me.
Oh, no. His mind is wily and it's cunning, and he has the power to get things moving and get things started. He's also been up a few times with arms smuggling across the world, this guy. So he's not a little gentle guy at all. He's making lots of cash out of all these wars and moving massive amounts of firearms and equipment to all the factions they want to have rebellions down the road. So they're involved in it, but the thing is, they're cunning and they have the act. What they have, too, is incredible energy. We don't have energy now. Everybody's complaining they're tired all the time. And part of it is because you are eating chemicalized warfare, basically. It's food. The food that they give you is weaponized. When you get into the higher clubs, bureaucrats know this, you're given your card and you get your access to special food. It doesn't even get the poisons coming down with the spraying that goes on in the air. It's literally done under domes. And in Canada, they even have them underground by the Ministry of Agriculture. We can't get access to this stuff. It's not GM-modified. It's not soaked in pesticides. And they don't get inoculations we get either. We really are under attack. And
I mean,
it's not accidental. No.
Yeah, I mean, I eat a lot of garden food. I'm blessed that I've done a pretty good job this year. But, I mean, how do people get it within themselves mentally, that toughness, to kind of shake this stuff off? And you just see so many people like this where they're literally in a hypnotized state. That's why maybe if you can get them under hypnosis or something to try to change their train tracks are on. It's like literally they'll clap at any command they get from TV or their peers or anything. It's unreal at this point.
It is unreal. And you understand, there's mass psychology warfare on them as well, through all media, to train them to be domesticated, to leave things to your betters, the superior ones that come out of superior rooms. And that's what the big boys have written in so many of their articles. That's exactly what they said they'd do, and they have done it. They have done it.
I mean, like, for example, I was trying to get gas today. The credit cards were down, and I was talking to this black guy. I thought, he was a pickup truck. I thought it was like a blue-collar guy. I thought, maybe this guy is kind of anti-New World Order. I said, he went to two gas stations. He couldn't use his credit card at either one. So there was something wrong with this system. I said, yeah, it's probably the bleeping government. And he starts giggling almost like a white person would. And I was a little disappointed because I thought maybe he'd kind of wince and say, hey, you might got a point there. I'm getting really disappointed in people.
As I say, you've got to always understand they have been under attack, physical and mental attack, for a long time. And they've gotten to the stage now where literally, Bertrand Russell said the same thing. He says, we'll create an egocentric society, narcissistic society. They will not be interested in what those who rule them are doing. And they'll be taught just to play and have fun. That generation is now becoming very evident.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be just for my own satisfaction. I'm going to be out of the country on election day and a little before that. So, you know, I don't really care. I mean, not just the presidency, any of that stuff. By the time I come back, I couldn't care less what happens before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fun getting out of this country for a while.
Yeah, and actually, it'll be a challenge to get out at all in the near future. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
I know. But yeah, people have no idea they're under attack. And once you're past a certain point of being under attack, you don't care because it's worked, you see. Very simple. Very, very simple. And everything I'm saying has been written about by the elite themselves and promoted. Now, everybody's talking about this U.S. film that was made, at least within the U.S., to attack Islam. It's not a film either. It's a trailer, supposedly. And they've been bashing Islam for years. I've put up an article before, I'll do it again tonight, to show you how you've been trained for over 30, 40 years to hate people in the Middle East. And it's called Real Bad Arabs. And you forget that. You've had lots of indoctrination before all the wars started, getting you all ready for the wars, you see. And I said before, the imprint is put into your mind through fiction, especially if you're enjoying it. The imprints of these characters and their faces and the nastiness is obviously innate in the movies. That's how it comes across. It's stuck in your head. It's stuck there. And you don't see them as people. You're dehumanized. So you don't care what it's done to them. Here's another way to do it, too. A novel, a popular thriller. This is typical. A popular thriller by Avi Perry. You know, he's a disinterested party, right? Avi Perry. A suspense one, intriguing read from the start to finish. Masterly plotted, thrilling, captivating, ridiculous stealth, and above all, enlightening. Makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you understand. It's called Virgins. It's a novel about jihad, terrorism, and security agencies struggle to thwart its stratagem and trounce their perpetrators. Abu Musa is an Islamic terrorist with an agenda, a ticking time bomb inside the U.S. Eric Golan is an Israeli who tries to bring him down and pull the plug on his terror organization. Stanley Kramer is an FBI agent on a hunting mission seeking to place both Abu Musa and Eric within his crosshair. The FBI, the Israeli Foreign Intelligence Service, the Mossad, the U.S.-based Iranian clandestine terror network, and the Islamic Jihad fraternity are engaged in a timeless conflict played out to a crescendo that comes to a head before the dramatic conclusion. That's what they put out, novel after novel, or movie after movie, and that's where it all comes from, folks. And there's definitely an agenda behind it. Big money and intelligence services behind this kind of stuff. Now, Apple's been in trouble before. They don't care because they're international. But they allowed forced one-child pregnancy screening of its employees in China. Understand, if you're pregnant again, you're whisked off by authorities and they hold you down and abort you, and then they, of course, do different strange things with fetuses. The communist Chinese policy of birth control has coerced abortions to reduce the birth rate of couples to one child. It's a very real and grim fact. Life sent news from the airport the story of Chen Guangchen, a dissident who escaped from China, and is shining a spotlight on Apple Corporation, whose employees at factories in China are compelled to undergo monthly pregnancy tests. That's real government intrusion, isn't it? But you don't mind, because it's them, isn't it? It's not you. It's coming to you, though. It's coming to you, too. You've had people in your own countries call for it, at the top. In this other article, too, it's called Abortion and Other Family Shredding Death Mills, the Depopulation Cult, as if human life was sacred or mattered at all. It says, modern medicine, this is from a doctor, modern medicine is an idolatrous religion. What resides at the core of every religion, the core from which hope radiates when all human attempts to deal with earthly conditions fail, is the deity, the one who transcends it all. To get to the core of modern medicine, you have to wade through an ocean of man-made drugs and fight your way through endless tons of machinery. If you don't understand why the church, we're talking about the church of medicine, is savagely idolatrous and must be destroyed, you'll never stare at this deity in the face. The god of modern medicine is death, it says. We're programmed for life very deeply in our natures. Our strongest urges are procreative and life-supporting, but these are the instincts and activities that modern medicine attacks. Thus, dangerous forms of birth control, abortion on demand, masturbation, homosexuality, all non-procreative forms of sexual activity result in diminution of population growth. That's why they're promoted. These alternate lifestyles, which do not promote life, are acceptable, but things people have been doing for thousands of years to promote life are not. The only alternative lifestyle is not acceptable. There's anyone which is precludes participation in the church. It's a sin if you have your baby at home, but not a sin if you have an abortion. It's a sin if you honor a foreign god by going to a chiropractor, but it's not a sin if you go to one of the shrines of modern medicine for a sex change. Any biological stress these activities may have on the body and soul are ignored. Very good article, actually, when you read through. I'll put it all up tonight to cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Back after this.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So we're back cutting through the matrix, and this article is about China again, and it's written in the communist old way where the government always blames the public for what's happening. About 5.6% of newborns in China have birth defects, with about 900,000 affected infants born each year, according to the Ministry of Health report. Birth defects become the second greatest cause of infant deaths in China, accounting for 19.1% of infant deaths. The report on the prevention of and treatment of newborn defects for 2012, issued by the ministry on Wednesday, that's a government ministry. Of the babies born with defects, about 30% die within 5 years after birth, while another 40% suffer lifelong deformities. The report says about 250,000 newborns have visible defects, it says. Now, you remember, too, they've had many documentary bad it is. Then the guys were watering their fields with the same stuff for their vegetables. But, of course, the government's got a different story. Experts there believe that the increase in birth defects may be linked to the withdrawal of compulsory premarital health checks in 2003. Now, the boys in the Western world, like Wells and other ones, wanted this to be done here, where they'll take they'll go for your DNA and everything else and check to see if there'll be any problems down the road. This is what they're always on about, to breed a better type of slave. So in China, they were doing that up until 2003. They were taking your blood and all the rest of it, going through your family histories before they'd allow you to marry, you see. So they stopped that in 2003, so they're blaming the people for just marrying whoever they want to marry and ending up like this. This is as well as an increase in the number of women who have had their first child at an older age. Then take up prohibited medicine, increased exposure to radioactivity, and drinking have also been contributing to the increase, the experts say. So it's a real mess as well. But mind you, the peasants, like every other country that's been used before them in industry, are completely disposable, at hand in Britain and other countries as well. And this write you off at the end. But it says that birth defects are a serious problem in China, particularly in rural areas. Neural tube defects, congenital heart disease, cleft lip, and hydrocephalus are amongst the most common defects. This is to curb birth defects. Authorities launched a health program in 2009 to provide free folic acid supplements for 12 million rural women of childbearing age to help prevent birth defects. Now, China has the most multi-millionaires on the planet, billionaires too. But the peasant is living on a restricted diet, you see. Everything is maximize the profit. Strange communism, this, isn't it? I told you before, there's no such thing, whatever term they call your country, communism, capitalism, because it's run by the same people. Always was, by the way. The World Health Organization states that more than 7.9 million children, or about 6% of total births worldwide, are born with birth defects each year due to genetic or environmental causes. And we're getting sprayed like bugs over here every darn day, but the heavy metals that they're spraying supposedly to stop global warming, and they're also using HAARP along with it too. They're altering the jet streams. That always came out during the treaties that signed at the United Nations to do with weather warfare. They've been doing it for years now, folks. Years. It's all coming down, and there's movies about it, and films about it, and documentaries about it. And it's killing off the trees, killing off the birds, and it's killing off people. Many ways to kill off people, remember. Especially the ones they'd never believe. Some think about, who would do that? Who would do that? Same guys that bring you wars for profit, as they're going through today. From Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.